A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel sent us this one. He's looking to upgrade his dictation setup from a clunky Poly 5200 that doesn't fit his ear. He's minding his baby, who's going through a screaming phase, and he needs a single-ear wearable with serious on-device noise cancellation, good battery life, and a practical way to start and stop recording while his hands are full. He's weighing wake words versus physical buttons, and he's even considering vibe coding his own tool. Just start record, stop record, send a speech to text API, transcribe via webhook. But he'd rather use something off the shelf if it actually works.
There's a lot to untangle here, and I love it because this is one of those problems where the hardware, the software, and the actual human situation all have to fit together. You can't just solve one piece.
And the screaming baby is the real stress test. Most noise cancellation demos happen in a coffee shop with ambient chatter, not with a tiny human wailing 3 feet from your face.
So let's start with the hardware, because that's where the physical constraints bite hardest. Daniel's using a Poly 5200 right now. That's an older enterprise headset, mono, over the ear loop, but he says it's clunky and doesn't fit well. He wants something lightweight, single ear, with genuine hardware-level noise cancellation on the microphone side. And he needs to still hear the baby, so an open ear design is actually a feature, not a bug.
Which narrows the field considerably. There's one device that keeps coming up in every review from the last year or so, the Oliap Archer.
That's the one. Tom's guide reviewed it, TechWalls did a deep dive, and there's a solid YouTube breakdown from Paratech Talk. This thing weighs 13 grams. For context, the Poly 5200 is about 20 grams, and it feels like a brick in comparison. The Archer has an interchangeable ear hook. You can wear it on either side, and it's got a little boom mic that sits near your mouth.
The noise cancellation spec?
50 decibels of what they call AI clear taught noise cancellation. That's hardware level ENC, environmental noise cancellation, on dual beamforming microphones. It's processing on the headset itself, not shipping audio to a server and cleaning it up afterward. That distinction matters for Daniel because he's using voice notes for dictation. The cleaner the audio going into the app, the better the transcription comes out.
50 decibels is a meaningful number. Most headsets in this category hover around 30 to 35 decibels of noise reduction. 50 is aggressive. The question is whether it holds up against a baby scream, which is a very specific acoustic profile. High-pitched, sudden, close range.
Nobody has tested that. The reviews test in cafes, in open offices, on busy streets. No reviewer has sat next to a screaming infant and tried to dictate. So we're extrapolating. The beamforming should help. Two mics working together to isolate sound coming from directly in front of your mouth and reject everything off axis. A baby in your arms is off axis. But if the baby's scream is loud enough, and it will be, infants can hit 110 decibels. The microphone's noise gate might still struggle.
There's another angle here. The Oliap Archer has a built-in recording feature where you long press the boom mic button and it records locally to the headset. But TechWalls found a serious problem.
Oh, this is the transfer bottleneck. It takes 15 to 20 minutes to transfer a 25-minute recording from the headset to the phone app. That's absurd. If Daniel dictates something while the baby's napping and then has to wait 20 minutes to get the transcription, the whole workflow collapses.
The headset's onboard recording is basically useless for his use case. He'd want to record directly through voice notes or whatever dictation app he's using, with the Archer functioning purely as the microphone and noise cancellation layer. The Bluetooth audio streams directly to the phone. The app captures it. Transcription happens.
Which works fine. The Archer supports Bluetooth 5.3 dual device pairing, and you get 7 hours of talk time on a charge, 28 hours total with the charging case. That's solid for a day of intermittent dictation. and it's priced around $100 to $130 on Amazon. Not cheap, but not the $400 to $500 you'd pay for professional dictation gear.
Which brings us to the other option, worth mentioning. The Philips SpeechMic Ambient. The PSM 5000 or 5020. This is a completely different category of device. 4 microphone array, active noise cancellation, patented speaker separation technology. It's designed for doctors dictating in clinical environments, which is actually closer to Daniel's scenario than an office headset, because hospitals are chaotic and noisy.
It's also $417 without the docking station, $497 with it, and it's bulkier, not 13 grams light. It's purpose-built for dictation, and the transcription accuracy in noisy environments is genuinely best in class. The 4-mic array with ANC is doing something fundamentally different from the Oliap Archer's dual beamforming. It's creating a much tighter audio bubble around the speaker's mouth.
For Daniel's situation, though, I think the weight and the price push it out of contention. He's holding a baby. He needs something he can forget is on his ear. 13 grams versus whatever the speech mic weighs. Probably 40 plus. That matters when you're already carrying a small human.
The Oliap Archer is the hardware pick. But the hardware is only half the equation. The control mechanism, how Daniel actually starts and stops recording, that's where things get interesting.
He laid out two approaches. Wake words, something like start dictation and end dictation, or physical buttons, possibly using an app called Button Mapper on Android to remap headset controls.
Let's tackle wake words first, because there's an exciting development here. PicoVoice, the on-device voice AI company, published a complete blueprint in January for building a hands-free dictation app using their Porcupine wake word engine. You define custom wake words. Hey notes to start, done notes to stop, and it runs entirely on-device. No network latency, no server round trip for the wake word detection. The critical path stays local.
That's the distinction that matters. If the wake word detection has to phone home to a server, you've got a half-second delay every time you want to start recording, and it fails entirely if your Wi-Fi drops. And device means it works instantly, every time.
PicoVoice gives you the Python code. It's copy-paste ready. You need Python 3.8 or newer, a free PicoVoice access key, and optionally an OpenAI key if you want AI summarization after transcription. But the wake word detection and the transcription itself both run locally through their Leopard speech-to-text engine.
There's also real-time STT, an open-source Python library that supports predefined wake words like Alexa, Hey Google, Jarvis, or Porcupine with configurable sensitivity. That one's on GitHub under colgerb/realtime-stt.
The problem with wake words in Daniel's specific situation is false triggers. He's got a baby going through a screaming phase. Babies make all kinds of sounds. Babbling, cooing, shrieking. A sensitive wake word detector might fire when the baby vocalizes something that sounds vaguely like start dictation. And if the baby triggers it, suddenly you're recording 20 minutes of crying in nursery rhymes.
Conversely, if you set the sensitivity too low to avoid false triggers, you're shouting, start, dictation, over a screaming baby and it still doesn't register. That's a frustrating failure mode.
You could tune the sensitivity. PicoVoice lets you adjust that, but it's a trade-off you'd have to live with. The physical button approach avoids false triggers entirely. A button press is unambiguous. The downside is that you need a free hand.
When you're holding a baby, your hands are not reliably free. That's the whole tension. Daniel mentions possibly using Button Mapper on Android to remap headset buttons to control recording. The Oliap Archer has a physical mute button on the mic boom and supports a long press for what they call personal mode recording. But that long press triggers the local recording feature, the one with the 20-minute transfer problem.
If he's recording through the phone app instead, the headset button needs to trigger something on the phone. Button Mapper can intercept Bluetooth headset button events and map them to app actions, but I couldn't find any tutorial specifically for mapping headset buttons to dictation app recording. It's theoretically possible. Android's media button intent system is well documented, but it might require some tinkering.
Here's what I think the practical workflow looks like. If Daniel's using voice notes on Android, he opens the app, starts a recording session, and the Oliap Archer is selected as the audio input. The app captures whatever the headset mic picks up, with the 50 decibel ENC cleaning up the baby noise in real time. To start and stop, he'd either tap the phone screen, which requires a free hand, or he'd configure something more creative.
There's a middle ground between pure wake words and pure buttons. What about a single physical button mapped to toggle recording, positioned somewhere he can reach without shifting the baby? The Archer's boom mic button is right near his cheek. If Button Mapper can remap a single press of that button to start voice notes recording and a second press to stop it, that's a one-hand, no-look operation.
The question is whether voice notes exposes an intent the Button Mapper can trigger. Most dictation apps don't have a public API for start and stop recording via external button events. That's the gap.
Which brings us to the build versus buy decision. Daniel's considering Vibe coding his own tool, start record, stop record, send to speech, to text API, transcribe via webhook. And honestly, this is more viable than it sounds.
There's an open source project called VibeType that's remarkably close to what he's describing. It was built for voice coding, but the architecture is exactly right. Local speech to text using Whisper, global hotkeys for start and stop, and webhook support via JSON config files. You add webhook endpoints in a config file, and it pipes transcripts wherever you want. It's local first, which means the transcription happens on your machine, not on someone else's server.
If he combines that with PicoVoice's WakeWord blueprint, he could have a fully custom pipeline. The PicoVoice tutorial shows you how to detect a custom WakeWord, start recording, capture audio, run it through local speech to text, and then optionally send the transcript to OpenAI for cleanup or summarization. All the code is provided. For someone comfortable with Vibe coding, which Daniel is, he's an open source developer. This is an afternoon project, not a weeks long build.
The trade-off is that you lose the polished hardware integration. The Oli app Archer's 50 decibel ENC is doing heavy lifting that a custom software pipeline can't replicate. If you pair a cheap Bluetooth headset with a custom app, the audio quality going into the speech-to-text engine will be worse, and the transcription accuracy will suffer.
The ideal hybrid is what you were hinting at earlier. Buy the Oli app Archer for the hardware noise cancellation and the lightweight form factor. Use it as a dumb microphone, just the audio input. Then build or configure the software layer to handle start, stop, and transcription exactly the way Daniel wants.
For the software layer, there's also Assembly AI's real-time streaming API with webhook support. They've got full Python examples for building a real-time transcription pipeline. The audio streams from the headset to the phone. The phone sends it to Assembly AI's streaming endpoint, and the transcription comes back via webhook. That's more network-dependent than the PicoVoice on-device approach. But the transcription quality from Assembly AI's latest models is exceptional.
Let's talk about the existing dictation apps too, because Daniel said he'd prefer off-the-shelf if it works. Speech Notes on Android supports continuous hands-free dictation. It doesn't auto-stop during pauses, which is actually useful if you're thinking between sentences while holding a baby. It supports verbal commands for punctuation. But it doesn't support custom wake words like start dictation and end dictation out of the box.
Brain Dump is another option. Instant voice memo recording with AI transcription. Whisper Flow has been getting attention in tutorials this year as a top voice-to-text app, but none of them solve the wake word problem natively. They all assume you're going to tap the screen to start and stop.
That's the crux of it. Daniel's constraint isn't really about dictation accuracy or transcription speed. Those are solved problems in 2026. The constraint is the human-computer interaction while his hands are occupied with a screaming baby. That's a hard interface design problem.
By the way, DeepSeek V4 Pro is writing our script today, so if the recommendations land well, credit where it's due.
Alright, so if I'm synthesizing all of this into a recommendation, here's where I land. Hardware, Oli app Archer. 13 grams, 50 decibel hardware, ENC, 7 hours of talk time, open ear so you hear the baby. Skip the onboard recording feature entirely. The transfer time kills it. Use it purely as a Bluetooth microphone paired to your phone.
For the control mechanism?
Try Button Mapper first. It's the lowest friction. See if you can map the Archer's boom mic button to toggle voice notes recording. If that works, you're done. Physical button, no false triggers, one-hand operation. If it doesn't work, the fallback is the PicoVoice custom wake word route with start dictation and end dictation, tuned for sensitivity to minimize false triggers from the baby.
I'd add a third option worth experimenting with. Some dictation apps support a Bluetooth headset's call answer button as a recording toggle. It's not well documented, but it's a common enough pattern that it's worth testing before you write any code. Pair the Archer. Open voice notes. Press the call button. See what happens.
And if none of the off-the-shelf apps handle the start-stop flow the way he needs, the build path is viable. VibeType plus PicoVoice gives you a complete skeleton. You're not building from scratch. You're wiring together existing open-source components. The heavy lifting is already done.
One thing we haven't addressed is what happens to the transcription after it's generated. Daniel mentions sending it via webhook. If he's using voice notes or brain dump, the transcript lives in the app. If he wants it, pipe somewhere else. Notion, Obsidian, a custom database, that's where the webhook approach becomes compelling. VibeType supports that natively with JSON config. Assembly AI's API supports it. The PicoVoice tutorial shows you how to add that as a final step.
Honestly, for a parent juggling a baby, having the transcript automatically land in the right place without extra steps is a huge quality of life improvement. You finish dictating, the baby needs attention, you don't have time to copy-paste a transcript into your notes app. If a webhook handles that automatically, you've removed a friction point.
Let's talk about what we can't know without testing. The 50 dB ENC on the Oliab Archer versus a baby scream at close range. Beamforming microphones work by creating a directional pickup pattern. Sounds from the front are amplified. Sounds from the sides and rear are attenuated. If Daniel is holding the baby in his arms while dictating, the baby's mouth could be anywhere from 6 inches to 2 feet from the headset mic, depending on positioning. That's close enough that even off-axis rejection might not fully suppress a scream.
The frequency profile matters too. Baby screams are heavy in the 2 to 4 kHz range. That's right in the sweet spot of human speech intelligibility. A noise cancellation algorithm that aggressively cuts those frequencies to suppress the scream might also degrade the clarity of Daniel's voice. It's a hard signal processing problem.
Which is why the Philips speech mic, with its 4 mic array and dedicated speaker separation, would probably handle it better. You're paying for that capability. The question is whether the improvement is worth triple the price and triple the weight.
For most people, no. For Daniel specifically, with the baby in his arms and the need for something lightweight, the Oliab Archer is the right trade-off. The ENC won't be perfect against screaming, but it'll be dramatically better than the Poly 52200 he's using now, which has much older noise cancellation tech.
If the transcription still picks up some baby noise, there's a post-processing step that can help. Tools like Adobe Podcast Enhance or Descript Studio Sound can clean up recorded audio after the fact. That's server-side processing, but it's a one-time cleanup pass, not real-time. For dictation where the transcript is what matters, not the audio recording itself. Even imperfect noise cancellation might be good enough if the speech-to-text engine can still parse the words.
The modern speech-to-text models, Whisper Large V3, Assembly AI's latest, even the on-device models in voice notes, are surprisingly robust to background noise. They've been trained on diverse acoustic conditions. A baby scream in the background might cause a few transcription errors, but probably not enough to make the transcript unusable.
All right, let's put a stake in the ground. Hardware recommendation, Oliab Archer. Software, start with voice notes or brain dump and test button mapper for physical button control. If that fails, PicoVoice custom wake words. If neither works well enough, build the VibeType Plus PicoVoice pipeline.
One more thing about battery life. 7 hours of talk time on the Archer sounds modest, but for intermittent dictation throughout the day, a few minutes here, a few minutes there, it'll easily last a full day. And the charging case gives you 3 more full charges. You're not going to run out of battery mid-dictation unless you're recording hours of continuous audio.
Which, with the screaming baby, seems unlikely.
The baby might disagree with that assessment.
Let's also address the open-ear design, because some people hear open-ear and think it means you can't hear the audio playback. The Archer uses air conduction. There's a small speaker that sits near your ear canal without blocking it. You can hear your own voice, you can hear the baby, and you can hear audio prompts from the dictation app. For Daniel's use case, that's exactly right. He needs situational awareness.
It's worth contrasting with bone conduction headsets, which are another option for open-ear audio. Something like the Shox OpenCom. Those use bone conduction drivers that vibrate against your temple. The audio quality for your own ear is decent, but the microphone quality on bone conduction headsets is typically worse than a dedicated boom mic. They use tiny mics built into the frame, and the noise cancellation is usually software-based rather than hardware ENC.
Bone conduction solves the hear the baby problem, but doesn't solve the baby hears you and ruins the recording problem. The Olip Archer's boom mic with hardware ENC is the right approach for the dictation side, and the open ear speaker handles the monitoring side.
Two different problems, two different solutions, one device.
There's one more piece of the build, versus Bicalculus, we should touch on. Daniel's an open source developer. He mentioned vibe coding specifically. The Pick-a-Voice tutorial is impressive as a starting point. It's not a toy demo, it's a complete voice note-taking app, with custom wake words, on-device transcription, and optional AI summarization. The code is published, documented, and free to use with a free tier, access key.
The Vibe Type project is even closer to his exact spec. Start record, stop record, send to speech, to text API, transcribe via webhook. That's literally what Vibe Type does. It was built for voice coding, but dictation is a subset of that. You speak, it transcribes, it sends the transcript wherever you configure. The global hotkeys could be triggered by Button Mapper if he's on Android, or by the headset button events.
The build path also gives him something the off-the-shelf apps don't. Complete control over the transcription pipeline. He could route transcripts to multiple destinations, apply custom formatting, trigger automations based on keywords. Once you've got a webhook firing on every completed transcript, the integration possibilities are wide open.
For someone who works in AI and automation, that's probably more appealing than being locked into a single app's ecosystem. The trade-off is maintenance. You're now responsible for keeping the pipeline running, handling API changes, debugging when something breaks. Off-the-shelf apps handle that for you.
Which is why the try-before-you-build approach makes sense. Spend a week with the Olip Archer and voice notes. If it works well enough, you're done. If the friction points are too annoying, you've got a clear build path waiting.
Now, Hilbert's daily fun fact. The average cumulus cloud weighs about 1.1 million pounds, roughly the same as a herd of 200 elephants, and yet it floats because the weight is spread across millions of tiny water droplets, each so small that air resistance keeps them aloft.
For listeners who are in a similar situation, dictation while parenting, or really dictation in any noisy environment where your hands aren't free, the actionable takeaways are straightforward. 1. Prioritize hardware noise cancellation on the microphone side. It matters more than the app you use. 2. Test physical button remapping before you commit to wake words. It's more reliable. 3. If you build your own pipeline, start from existing open source projects, not from scratch.
4. Accept that no solution will be perfect in a chaotic acoustic environment. A baby scream at close range is one of the hardest sounds to cancel. Set your expectations accordingly. The goal is a usable transcript, not a studio quality recording.
The bigger question this raises, and one I keep coming back to, is why headset manufacturers haven't solved the physical button for dictation problem. The Olip Archer has great hardware but mediocre software. The dictation apps have decent software but no hardware integration. The gap between them is exactly where Daniel's frustration lives. Someone's gonna close that gap eventually.
Given how many parents, clinicians, and field workers need exactly this, hands-free dictation in noisy environments with reliable start-stop control, the market is there. The Pick-a-Voice blueprint proves the technical pieces exist. It's just a matter of someone packaging them together.
Thanks to our producer Hilbert Flumingtop for the daily fun fact, and thanks to Daniel for the prompt. This has been My Weird Prompts. You can find every episode at My Weird Prompts. We'll be back with another one soon.
This episode was generated using Gemini Flash 3. Text-to-speech engine was Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep, The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long ear holes. My weird prompts, until next time. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.